How are you able to run your business from anywhere in the world and work literally from anywhere? This is a question that I get quite often because I'm currently here living in Thailand on the island of Koh Phangan. Thailand, if you don't know, is full of digital nomad hubs. There is Koh Phangan, there's Bangkok, there's Chiang Mai, there's Pai, there's Phuket, Koh Samui. So many different digital nomad hubs where people come and work and live here from all over the world. This is not the first place that I have lived personally as digital nomad, and this is not the first place that I've recorded this podcast from. Right now, I'm here recording this podcast from Thailand and working here from Thailand on my remote online business. But I've also recorded and worked from places like Bali, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, all over the world in various different digital nomad hubs. I've been able to build this business and take it all over the world and be able to work remotely and earn money online. Now, I have a conversation with so many people very often on this island because maybe people are passing through for a 2-week vacation. They're like, how are you here? How are you living in this way? And the reality is I built my online business to be able to live in this way. I did it super intentionally because I am a traveler. I have been a traveler most of my adult life. I have moved around. I've lived abroad for most of the past 10 years. And I can't see my life looking any other way, in all honesty. Right now, I'm based here in Thailand. Previously, I was bopping around the world very quickly. Right now, I have a base here, which is a very nice, refreshing change. But who knows what the future holds? I'll never say I am tied to one location. And people are always like, but what are you going to do for work? And it's like, well, I can bring my online business that I built intentionally with me. Now, let me tell you a little bit about why I built this business. In case you're new here, my name is Sophie Bigstaff. I'm an online business coach and strategist. And I used to live a very different life. If we go back 6-7 years, I was actually a fashion buyer living in London, and I'd had that career for about 12 years. I was working for some of the world's biggest fashion brands, including Burberry, Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade and Diesel. And I was managing businesses of up to £380 million. Now, I was building 5-year plans for these businesses and presenting to board members and doing all of the things, building strategies to make money for these massive companies. And I figured, if I'm doing that for these huge corporations, I can definitely scale down these strategies for smaller businesses. In 2020, I was thinking, I don't want to be in this corporate world anymore. I want to leave. I want to go and do my own thing. But maybe I'll just, you know, do a little bit of traveling before I do that. So I quit my job, booked some flights to Latin America. Then we know what happened, like COVID came in and took away all those plans. So I was kind of forced to start a business. But when I was forced to start a business because I didn't have a job, I was living in London, had a mortgage to pay, couldn't get on the flight to Latin America. So I had to figure something out. But when I was thinking about what it is that I could do, I knew that this was my opportunity to be able to build something that would allow me to leave the UK, that would allow me to work from anywhere. Now, before that, I had lived abroad with jobs. I had been working in Italy. I'd been working in New York. I'd been working all around Europe. So I had experience in travel through work, but I hadn't done that with my own thing. So I knew that I had to build my business very intentionally so that I was able to travel and work remotely. And I did that. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about how you can do that too, so you can build a business that allows you to work from anywhere. Because I've now been traveling and working remotely full-time since 2021. And honestly, I don't see that changing anytime soon because I've built an online business that funds my life from my laptop, and I can take my laptop wherever the Wi-Fi connection is. Now on today's episode of the Freedom Method podcast, we're going to be looking at what it actually takes to be able to work from anywhere, because you can build an online business, but that doesn't always mean it's going to give you that flexibility to just pack up and go wherever you please. You need to build it really intentionally with the lifestyle that you want in mind. Now, let me just tell you a really quick story about how I even discovered that this was a possibility for me. Back in 2017, I went on holiday to Bali, and I remember just walking around the streets, going into different coffee shops and being like, what are all these foreign people doing in these coffee shops in the middle of the day? They've just come out of their yoga class. They've just come off the beach after surfing, and they're sat here in these coffee shops working. And I was like, what are they doing? Like, how are they able to do this? Surely they're either on holiday or they should be working physically in a location here. This doesn't make any sense to me, because at that time, this is 2017, like working online wasn't really a big thing. And when I saw that, it expanded my world. It expanded me into this possibility that maybe I could do that too. But I had no idea how. In my head, I needed to be an online English teacher in order for that to happen. But I was so, so wrong. Now, going back to what I just said, that I left my job in the pandemic and started building an online business, I knew that I had this goal of being able to work from anywhere. That seed had already been planted in 2017, and now we're 2020. And I'm like, oh, I could actually make this a reality, because now I need to build something for myself. If I build it using my laptop and I make sure I don't have this business in person, this business can come anywhere around the world with me. I can literally work from anywhere I want. So I had to keep that goal in mind as I was building my business, to make sure that the decisions that I were making in my online business as I was setting it up were in favor of me actually being able to achieve that goal of being able to work from anywhere. Because you can build an online business and it might not get you that same result. And I'm giving you this example because I did this. We're just building a business with UK clients. Those clients are on a certain time zone. That restricts you on where you can go around the world, because if you've got clients and they all want to work with you after work and you're doing one-on-one sessions, I don't know, maybe you're a therapist or you are another coach in fitness industry, whatever it looks like for you, and they want to work with you in your evening, that evening is going to be the middle of the night for you if you're somewhere over in Asia. Or it might be very first thing in your morning if you're over in Latin America. The only time zone that you would actually be able to work in is Europe, because those time zones are going to match up with the UK. So in a way, yes, you can work from other places than the UK, but you can't work from anywhere. You can't expand your horizons as far as Asia or as far as Latin America without some difficulty, without losing those clients that you've got, or without having to completely change the way that you're working. Now, I made this mistake. When I first built my online business, I built it in London. I built it on London time. And when I moved my life to Bali in 2021, I had serious problems in my business, because that example I just gave you, I had had a group coaching program that in the UK I was running at 7 p.m. Now, at the time, I just moved my business to Bali. I didn't want to look like I was just like slacking off. So I kept that time. And do you know what time that was in Bali? It was 4 a.m. So I would set my alarm for 3:30 a.m. Bali time to show up and do these group coaching calls, because I didn't want to let people down. Now, in hindsight, yes, maybe I didn't have any boundaries. Maybe I could have changed the time, of course. But when you've just made that transition, that's the last thing on your mind. The main thing that you want to make sure you're doing is serving the clients that you have in the way that you promise. So sometimes you make those sacrifices. But what happened is that I burnt the fuck out because I was doing these 4 a.m. calls. Obviously, my sleep is broken. And then I'm working all day and I'm just trying to just survive on a London built business on Ireland time. And that does not work. Like, I didn't build a business that was working and functioning for the lifestyle that I actually had. Yes, it allowed me to achieve the lifestyle that I wanted of being able to work from anywhere, but anywhere came with a cost. So the past few years since then, I've really been intentionally looking at what do I want in my life and how can I build my business to make sure it allows me to have that goal. Because not every business model, not everything that you're going to do in your business is going to allow for that to happen, which is why when I work with clients to help them build online businesses, I reverse engineer the business. We look at what do you want your lifestyle to look like? And then we make sure the business slots into that. It fits the lifestyle that you want. Because why are we building businesses that don't give us the lifestyle that we dream of and desire? It doesn't make any sense. If we've got that opportunity to build our own thing, let's build it to work for us, not against us. Now, your version of working from anywhere might just be that you want to work from the coffee shop down the street, or it might be that you've got family in another part of the country that you live in and you want to go and work from their house. That's okay. Just because I'm talking about this extravagant example where I moved myself over the world doesn't mean that that's the reality that needs to happen for you. Working from anywhere literally means working from anywhere. So today I'm just going to give you a little rundown on the podcast of what you need to do if you truly want to set your business up to be able to work from anywhere. Now, if you want to go deeper on this subject, after I've explained everything I'm about to explain in this episode, I'm actually hosting a free live masterclass on the 2nd of June, and it's called the Freedom Business Bootcamp. In that bootcamp, we are going to be looking at what is that goal? What is that freedom lifestyle that you want to achieve for yourself to be able to work from anywhere? What does that look like personally for you? Not anybody else's, nobody else's version of success, only yours. And then we're going to look at what online business would work for that goal, what offer you could choose to serve or present to the world and sell that will fit that goal, and who are you going to be selling it to? Now, I've been preparing this masterclass for the past few weeks, and I'm so excited to deliver it because it really does encapsulate all of the work that I do around helping people build businesses that work for them, not feel like one that they work for. And when you implement that right from the beginning, it is such an enjoyable experience to build your business because it works in flow. It doesn't operate in a force. Sometimes people build businesses and it's like trying to shove a square peg into like a round hole and it just doesn't work. So in that free masterclass, you're going to learn how to build a business in alignment with all of the things that you actually want. Now let's go back to today's episode and I'm going to share with you what the business model needs to look like if you want to be able to work from anywhere in the world. Now the business model that you need to set up needs to be realistically something that doesn't trade all of your time for money and doesn't tie you to a location. Because the reality is, if you are going to be going out and working from anywhere in the world, you also probably want a bit of space in your calendar and your time to go and explore, go and do the things, go and work with friends, go and see people, go and meet new people, go and experience the culture, whatever that looks like for you. So if you're selling hours, if you're selling your time and you're swapping your time for money, that can actually be quite limiting for you because you're then only going to be making money when you're physically showing up. Ideally, when you work from anywhere, you want to be making money even if you don't show up consistently every single day, because maybe you're going to be on travel days, maybe you're going to go out on this really amazing experience and you want to drop your laptop for a day. Whatever it looks like for you, not trading time for money is going to be very beneficial in this situation. This is also where I see a lot of people who have remote jobs struggle, because they are in this beautiful place. We're in Thailand, we're in Koh Phi Phong, but yet they're still working office hours, in which case they only have a couple of hours a day to go and enjoy it. Whereas for someone like myself that's built their business around the lifestyle that they want to live, I have flexibility in my day. I can design the day in the way that I want to, in which case it makes me want to show up more for my business because I'm so much more refreshed when I actually come around to working. So if you really want to be able to work from anywhere, location independence doesn't usually come from a business that is attached completely to your time. Now, obviously, there's going to be certain things that you have to show up to, but choose those times wisely and try and build something that is more scalable than you work in trading time for money, something like digital products, online courses, a business model where you can sell something when you don't even need to show up for it every single day. Maybe you set your marketing calendar for the week, all of your content is scheduled out, and that is selling something in the background. You don't physically have to be there to deliver the result. When it comes back to that time zone piece that I was mentioning earlier, that means that you could literally be on a plane at 3 a.m., but somebody on a different time zone is buying into your offer. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to be a completely passive income stream, because the reality is when it comes to passive income, there is still work involved. Nothing is fully passive. So yes, you're still going to have to do the groundwork. But if you do the groundwork and then let it run whilst you're off doing all of the things that you want to do, how dreamy is that? The other thing that I just mentioned is that it needs to not be tied to a location. So if you have people that are physically want to come and see you or can only buy products from one certain place, that is going to be very hard for you to move around, and you're going to lose your client base every time you consistently move on. So trying to make sure that you are thinking about, when you are thinking about who you are targeting, which if you come to the bootcamp on the 2nd of June, I will help you figure that out, who it is that you're going to be selling to. When you're figuring out who that person is, you really want to be mindful of that location and to make sure that whatever it is that you're delivering in your offer can be delivered remotely. So once you actually have that model that doesn't trade time for money and it doesn't require you to show up in one location, you need to build yourself a scalable offer. So something that you can sell more than once without you having to show up and sell it every single time, or show up and deliver every single time. then you need to look for people who are going to be able to buy that online. Your ideal audience needs to be able to be comfortable buying something from you online so that you don't actually have to show up in person physically or promote yourself out in the wild to actually get clients, get people to buy from you. And then it's also really beneficial if you have a solid sales funnel set up to convert the people that come into your audience into buyers without you physically having to be there and showing up for every single conversation. So I'm going to be speaking to all of those points if you come and join the bootcamp on the 2nd of June. If you can't make it live, if you're listening to this after the 2nd of June, don't worry, there will be a replay. Make sure you register anyway and you will get sent the link. Some people are probably listening to this and thinking, well, this sounds great, but is it realistic? Is this actually achievable for me? Can I really build something that allows me to work from anywhere? Yes, definitely. Anybody can achieve this lifestyle if they put their mind to it and they really focus their attention on getting the thing that they want. But like I said at the beginning, you have to build an online business around the lifestyle that you want if you want to achieve being able to work from anywhere. Because if you don't, you are going to be trapped at one location, and then that's going to defeat the object of you actually setting your own thing up. And this probably isn't going to happen overnight, right? Like I mentioned at the beginning, I first went to Bali in 2017. That was when I was expanded into a world that could be possible for me. That's when I started seeing things that I wanted and was like, okay, I'm going to work towards achieving this. It wasn't then until 2021 that I was able to quit my corporate job and then start my own online business. And then I didn't actually start working from anywhere, which meant traveling the world for me, until the end of 2021. So it took a good 4 years for me to be able to see that to be possible for me to then bring it into my reality. So don't put pressure on yourself to make this all happen for you overnight. Don't think you're going to go and start this business and then you're going to fly off to Bali and you're going to do all of the things overnight, tomorrow. It's just not going to be realistic. What I would personally suggest, if you are building online business, build it whilst you have stability. Build it as a side hustle alongside your current full-time job. Make sure you have some level of financial and physical stability around you that grounds you, because building an online business is hard. And that is why I would always suggest look for help. If you want support from myself, make sure you jump into the bootcamp, because I'm really going to help you take those first steps, which is sometimes the hardest part. But the reality is, it's probably going to take you a good 6 months to set up your online business, a few more months to make some money, and then a few more months before you actually start being able to work from anywhere. But wouldn't it be great if you started today and then this time next year, this is actually your reality? That is definitely possible. And if you want a really clear starting point for figuring out what your online business model should be that is going to allow you to work from anywhere, and not just a generic framework, by the way. The work that I teach is not generic. I don't put you in a box. It is all designed and catered personally to you. And I think you're going to be blown away by the tool that I'm going to give you in this workshop, which incorporates AI into helping you build this business a lot quicker than it would if you were doing it all manually like I did. Make sure you come and join me on the 2nd of June. It is free, it is live, and we'll go through exactly that. And the link will be in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Method podcast today, please make sure to share it with someone who might need to hear it and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platforms. And I will see you in the next one. That's a wrap on today's episode of the Freedom Method podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode helped you think differently about how to build an online business, gave you the push you needed to leave your corporate job, or just reminded you that a freedom lifestyle business is genuinely possible, I want to hear about it. Find me on Instagram or LinkedIn at It's Sophie Biggerstaff and tell me what landed for you. All the links on how to work with me are in the show notes. And if this episode spoke to you, please subscribe and share it with someone you know who's dreaming of something more. I'll see you next time.